This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, if you want to call in at any time, you can. We get a lot of comments, had about 8,000 people watching yesterday. With that said, rather than commenting, why don't you go ahead and give us a call. Love to hear from you. Weigh in. It doesn't have to be pro. It can be a contender as well. We're contending for the faith here. Read Jude 1. You'll understand what I'm talking about. That number's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that you've made us the number one radio show in over 131 cities across the United States of America. Go to Genesis Communication Networks. There's 65 show hosts. You've made us the number one and number two show host over the week. I guess it's always me and Alex Jones, neck to neck. I think it's the added word that brings closure and resolve to the minds of the people, right? And that's why people are listening, because the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, friends, without further ado, what we're going to be talking about is as the dominoes begin to fall, I'm sure most of you have heard, if you're paying attention, that the Michigan tyrants, they call her the governor there, they call her Whitmer, right? Gretchen Whitmer. She was actually struck down. What happened there is only a affirmation of what we've been talking about on the show for some time now, that they don't have the constitutional authority to shut down anybody's business. We shared with you over the last week, Christy Noem from South Dakota, who said, I have no business or authority constitutionally to shut down anybody's business or to make them wear a mask. Well, it's happening in Pennsylvania. It's happening in North Carolina. It's happening in Michigan. And by the way, just for the record, so if you want to know why you're seeing Donald Trump on the front page of the paper today saying that he's contracted the coronavirus, him and Melania and his staff manager, it's blatantly obvious as to what's going on here, friends. They've lost the narrative. Okay, Donald Trump is the poster boy for the vaccinations. I've told you since day one, the pill and the jam is those that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. It's Donald Trump coming out and saying that there's going to be over 300 million vaccinations available by January or February. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, that's got to be the quickest cure to any sickness known to mankind, especially one that just came out of nowhere, or so they would have us believe. They've been teeing this up since 2003, friends. We played audio showing you how they actually were pre-planning all of this by planting the seeds back in 2003 through a television program called The Dead Zone. Okay, just for the record. Again, just for the record. So I'm going to get to the topic of, as the dominoes begin to fall, Michigan Supreme Court shuts down governor for lack of constitutional authority. See, this is what it always comes back to. If you want the resolve, then go back to the Word of God, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and go back to the Constitution. Because what's happening across the United States of America, the governors do not have the constitutional authority or the delegated limited authority to shut down anybody's business or to make anybody wear a mask. Just for the record, and to prove the point, over the last couple of days, we've shared with you, friends, Nancy Pelosi's been busted without her mask. The governor and a state rep in Pennsylvania have been busted without their mask. Yesterday, we shared with you how Dianne Feinstein, or Feinstein from California, was busted in Washington, D.C., Dulles Airport, without her mask. And going back to what took place in Pennsylvania, keep in mind, friends, she said she was playing political theater. How many times have I referred them to as actors or clowns in the circus of politics? It's exactly what they're doing today, and it's exactly what they've been doing for a long time in this country, friends. When are you going to wake up? If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present, and the only way to do that is to tell the truth, and it's the truth that we continuously give you over and over and over again, friends. And you get in trouble for doing that. You don't get in trouble for going along with the narrative. You get in trouble for going against the narrative. And it's exactly what we're responsible for here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. By the way, if you want to go over to Sons of Liberty Media.com, go over there, 13 to 15 articles. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, you can do the same thing over there. BeforeIt'sNews.com, front page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. I'm paying attention to your comments, and I'm also paying attention to your calls if you would so desire to call in. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. It's just that simple. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Now, outside of the fact that we do prisons, that we've done about 364 high schools in 25 different states, we're on television constantly, we're on the radio airwaves constantly, we're doing interviews, we're doing churches, we're doing colleges, again, we're doing prisons, both young and old. Folks, wherever we may be spent, Luke 19:10, we are a part of it, friends, because we're looking for the opportunity. Remember, the Lord says, whom shall the Lord send? Well, we raise our hands and say, Lord, send us in the process. Not only are we doing all of this, but I also do a article a week. Every day I do one, except Sundays. And this week I've missed a couple because I've been caught up doing other things. Concerning the projects that we're a part of. We also broadcast, for those that are watching us, in the local newspapers concerning our county, because we're not going to give our county over to a bunch of individuals that want to play the victim as they perpetuate the crime. So we're a part of doing that as well in our own county. People ask me all the time, Bradley, what should we do? I'm trying to figure out where I could get some more time to do more, because I see that there's so many opportunities that are given before us that we can do. And I'm telling you what, friends, we are being spent in every direction in this ministry in answer to America's dilemma, because we believe the God of Israel, that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. And isn't it interesting, friends, that we always win where the people fight. Be encouraged. Did you hear what I said? Have you ever noticed that the American people win where it is they're willing to fight? Yeah, it's called the good fight of faith, right? 1 Timothy 6:12. But it's interesting that we do. We win when we get into the fight. And we can see what is made a priority in our lives but by what it is that we're willing to fight for. So I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you what just happened here locally in my county, because I did a little ditty back in August on Black Lives Matters. The devil is always found in the details, because it's about building power for those that are playing the victims. Well, I published it in the newspapers, and I want to read the response to you. Pretty crazy. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're going to get to this in just a moment. I'm going to share with you as to what I actually published and promulgated in our local county here. And it's interesting how the enemy came out and exposed themselves almost instantaneously. Friends, if you think I'm going to roll over in the face of what's going on in this country, consider the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died that have gone before you, sacrificing themselves to give you the freedoms and what you have. And you think for one moment we're not going to live under them that died for us? You've got to be out of your mind. First in the spiritual, then the natural. 2 Corinthians 5:15. I'm going to take Sean from Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? This is the first time watching your program. And I do a similar program on Facebook called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. I'm a little more militant, but I like your take.
This is the first time you've listened?
Yeah, it's first time. I think we just connected on Facebook recently, and this is great to get a different take. But I have a question I've not really delved into too much, but it just kind of came up in the past couple weeks, and we've been doing more and more research on what's coming out of these vaccines. You've heard of VMAT2?
No.
There's something called, and I'm still trying to get more information on it, called this God genome, right?
Okay.
And apparently what it is there's something in the synapses, something in the central core of our brain that produces, kind of like, you know, melatonin and
yep,
sunlight and everything. But there are some people in science that say that there is a connection to people's spirituality through some type of protein called VMAT2, which exists in our brains. Well, there's also some who have said that are in the scientific community that the vaccines that they're working on, the proteins and the bases that they're working on in these vaccines, actually work to destroy that, which would basically create what I want to say a dumbed down or a spiritually dumbed down individual, to the point where they could, where this came from was somebody had been tested. I know they went through our neighborhoods asking for people who wanted to be tested on these new vaccines that were coming out.
Yep.
And apparently a few people have come back and said, you know what, I can't feel God anymore. And they're like, wait a minute, okay, how do you feel physically? You know, they weren't expecting that response. And I'm interested to hear more about that because, I mean, I'm always open to new ideas, and I'm not saying that does or doesn't exist. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but I'm definitely interested to find out more.
I'm tracking with you, and I totally understand exactly what you're talking about. I believe that there is, and there are things that are put out there to bring about a disconnect between us and our Creator, and that's called disobedience, and we disobey the God of heaven when we choose to use that which He did not command us to use in so many different ways and fronts.
Right.
But I want to say this, Sean. I got some audio right now. I got teed up for today's show, and I want you to listen to this woman, and she's going to tell you as to what's inside of some of these vaccinations. I'm going to play the woman first, and what I'm going to do secondly, I'm going to play a doctor who's an atheist, who is also one that is being questioned during the deposition. I want you to go ahead and listen to this, and I hope this answers your question, because I think it will on so many fronts, and I totally appreciate the phone call, Sean.
Take care.
Yep, you too. Thank you. Pickle, go ahead and play the woman that is confronting the City Hall and her said representatives concerning what's in those vaccinations. Listen to this, friends.
It's to know that more than 23 vaccines contain cells, cellular debris, protein, and DNA from aborted babies. Someone who chooses to vaccinate might say, but they only use cell lines from two aborted babies in the vaccines. Many more babies were aborted and dissected in the process of obtaining the perfect strain. In fact, aborted babies are being used every day to create new cell lines for more vaccines. So who are these babies who never received a name and are only known by a scientific reference? PERC6 came from a healthy 18-week-old baby. This strain is being used to develop adenovirus, Ebola, influenza, malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV vaccines. Developers call it a human designer cell, but what they really mean is aborted baby cells. The HEK293 cell line is derived from the kidneys of a healthy aborted fetus and is being used to develop new influenza vaccines. IMR90 cell line is a 16-week-old female aborted baby, and IMR91 came from a male aborted baby. Both were created for vaccine production and functional references. WI38, a 16-week-old female baby who was aborted in Sweden because the parents felt they had too many children. The baby was packed on ice and sent to the United States where it was dissected. The use of WI38 cells is a lucrative, money-making business. WI1 through WI25 cell strains were derived from the lung, skin, muscle, kidney, heart, thyroid, thymus, and liver of 21 separate elective abortions. WI44 was derived from the lung of a 3-month-old surgically aborted fetus.
Wow.
MCR5 cell line was derived from the lung tissue of a 14-week-old male. 80 elective abortions were involved in the research and final
ingredients
production
and vaccinations, friends.
21 from the original WI1 through WI26 fetal cell lines that failed, plus WI38 itself, and 67 from the attempts to isolate the rubella virus. Despite what you've been told, aborted body parts are in your vaccinations, and it says so right in the package inserts. You might ask what the human safety studies on the effects of aborted fetal DNA cells and proteins in the vaccines are. The answer is zero. But there is research that shows that the mixing of DNA is a huge no-no. What are we doing? There is no religious justification that makes it even remotely okay to play operation with an aborted baby, let alone inject our children with foreign DNA that has the propensity to cause all sorts of medical conditions. I hope you can see the need to keep all exemptions intact and remove this wording of limiting exemptions from your legislative agenda.
Okay, so that was a woman. She's actually an RN that was sharing the ingredients as to what's in these vaccinations. And, of course, we're told that these ingredients are under different names. And so we can understand why people are so, well, maybe susceptible to taking, because their favorite guy with the favorite jersey on in the White House right now tells us that he's teeing the American people up to go ahead and get ready for vaccinations. But when you understand what's actually in these vaccinations, the question that I lay to your candor is, are you actually going to put these in your body, friends? Because this is what is inside of these vaccinations. I want you to listen to this doctor during this deposition. He's an atheist. Only an atheist could do the things that they do, of course. And it's interesting, the questions that are being asked. Listen to the devil in the details concerning the ingredients in these vaccinations. Go ahead and play that one, Judah.
Yes, influenza. Do any vaccines contain gelatin from pigs? Yes. Do any vaccines in the childhood vaccine schedule contain human albumin?
Oh, yes.
And what is human albumin?
human albumin is part of human serum. It's part of the blood that is liquid.
That could be problematic, right?
Well, it could be. I mean, if the individual is not healthy.
Or if maybe some of the human blood components bind to some of the aluminum and develop antibodies, self-antibodies, correct?
If they develop antibodies against a serum component, that would not be good.
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain MRC5 human diploid cells?
Yes. Rubella, varicella, hepatitis A.
What are MRC5 cells?
They are human fibroblast cells.
You can't make this up, friends.
They were created by taking fetal tissue and from a particular fetus that was aborted by maternal choice.
Ingredients into vaccinations.
The so-called fibroblast cells were cultivated.
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblasts?
Well, they used to, but I don't think anything is made in those cells anymore.
If you could turn to page 3 for MMR and MMRV. Do you see that within the ingredient list that lists WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblasts?
Can you make this up, friends?
Yes, I do see that.
Isn't it true that human DNA in vaccines is typically purposely fragmented?
Yes, and I would say mostly for theoretical reasons, doesn't want to.
No, we're giving you the facts there, Sean.
DNA into intact DNA into vaccines.
These fetuses were all 3 months or older when aborted, correct?
Yes.
What organs did you harvest from these fetuses?
Well, I didn't personally harvest any, but a whole range of tissues were harvested by co-workers.
Okay. And these pieces were then cut up into little pieces, right?
Yes.
And they were cultured?
Yes.
Okay. Some of the pieces of the fetuses were pituitary gland. That were chopped up into pieces. Okay, included the lung of the fetuses.
Yes.
Okay, included the skin.
Yes.
Kidney.
Yes.
Spleen.
Yes.
Heart.
Yes.
Listen, friends.
And tongue.
I don't recall, but yeah, probably yes.
Are you aware that one of the objections to vaccination by the plaintiff in this case is the inclusion of aborted fetal tissue.
All in your vaccinations, friends. Go ahead and phase that out.
Folks,
we're going to take a quick break. I hope that answers my caller from Florida, and I appreciate your phone call because this is craziness. This is insanity. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's physician, Sean Conley, reports improvement of Trump's COVID-19 symptoms of a mild cough, nasal congestion, and fatigue. Dr. Conley telling reporters,
yesterday evening he received his first dose of IV remdesivir, and our plan is to continue a 5-day treatment course for remdesivir. And the big plan for today, since he's in such great spirits and doing well, is to encourage him to eat, to drink, to stay hydrated, to be up out of bed.
The Michigan Supreme Court is striking down the governor's coronavirus executive orders. The court says Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer didn't have the authority to issue or renew the orders at the end of April. The justices add that the orders related to the pandemic now lack any basis under Michigan law. Whitmer slamming the decision and blaming Republicans. This is USA Radio News. With more on the politics behind President Trump testing positive for coronavirus, here's USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
The president is now under quarantine with the First Lady and has canceled all public events, yet is expected to rally and communicate with his supporters virtually. Vice President Mike Pence is the first in line should the president become too ill to remain in office, followed by the Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, and then the President Pro Tem of the Senate, Republican Chuck Grassley.
White House Chief Economist Larry Kudlow says he doesn't believe the president testing positive for the coronavirus will have a lasting impact on the economy.
I am told it's a rather light case. He will be following doctor's orders, Dr. Sean Conley, who's the best in the business.
Kudlow also telling reporters that they're getting task assignments from Chief of Staff Mark Meadows that are coming down from the president. Kudlow also saying he was tested and was negative. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Some of you guys out there are getting a little bit ahead of me. I need to stick to the plan here in part. So those that are calling in right now, you're going to just have to hold on for a minute if you don't mind. We're going to be talking about as the dominoes begin to fall. By the way, this is why they're putting up Donald Trump with the, folks, more propaganda that he now has contracted the coronavirus, right? Because they know they've lost the narrative. They see that the federal judges are beginning to stand up. The governors are losing their fictitious powers that don't exist as they act out of their scope of authority. And so they have to use a poster boy, and guess who it just happens to be? It happens to be Donald Trump. That's just the truth of the matter. Matter of fact, I didn't say that. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll find that Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted former CBS Health Watch reporter. So this is coming from the inside out. Former CBS Health Watch reporter, phony test, dangerous drugs, Trump is poster boy for COVID-19 propaganda. It doesn't get any better than that now, does it, friends? Absolutely it doesn't. If you don't want to listen to that truth, that's fine. You're to judge them by their fruit, not by what they say. And you see, I want to just say this, folks. You see a lot of ignorant people. They sit there and they denounce what the media promulgates. But once you begin to have a conversation with them, they're parroting the media they say they don't believe in. I'm embarrassed for you, man. I'm embarrassed for you, woman. No wonder why we're in trouble today. And then they sit there and they talk about how confused they are. There's no confusion here. It's easy. If I walk up to an apple tree, I'll pick an apple off that apple tree. If I go up to an orange tree, I'll pick an orange off one of the branches of the orange tree. If I looked at this administration and judge him by his fruit, Matthew 7, 16, it's real easy to see the fruit hanging on his tree. It's corrupt. What he says and what he does are two different stories, okay? If you can't be convinced of the truth, then you deserve what you get. It's just that simple, okay? I have to move on. I need to stick to the topic. I first started out during the first segment here, friends, talking about Black Lives Matters. I did an article back in August 25th of 2020 this year. And this is when the whole Black Lives Matters thing just blew up. By the way, did anybody pay attention to the fact that Black Panther came out right before all of these Black Lives Matters riots started to occur? Folks, everything is pre-planned. You need to understand. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s? He said, if anything happens in politics, you can bet it was first planned that way. Well, folks, it is. I'm not saying everything's planned that way, but I am saying it's really easy to step back, look from the outside, looking in as to how do these propagandists continuously work hand in glove with corruption in government. Because right on cue, friends, here comes Black Lives Matters, right? Again, playing the victims. Remember Martin Luther King Jr. said, this is what I posted in our local paper, okay? This is important that you understand that, because I got a response from the enemies within, okay? We're not involved just out there nationally and internationally. We're also involved in our own backyard. As a matter of fact, if you go scripturally, you'll see that they preached first in their own backyard before they went out on circuits, okay? Just, again, isn't it amazing how many missionaries in this country are given literally trillions of dollars? We send them out from America to preach a gospel in third world countries and in different nations across the globe that they fail to preach in their own backyards. I mean, is this insanity? Oh, you know it is. But again, you get the point here. Martin Luther King said, in essence, black power is as dangerous as white power. I've heard him say it. Black power is as dangerous as white power, period. Now, first and foremost, we almost come to terms with the fact that all nations, again, are one blood. Acts 17:26. Secondly, Jesus came into the world to save men's souls, not their skin. Okay? Read Matthew 1:21. Furthermore, I am, and I'm sure you are as well, I'm sick and tired of the mainstream media being exposed for their propaganda and their lies with their useful idiots while they continually attempt to divide and conquer the people by using skin as the tool to divide us. Mark 3:25. A house divided against itself shall not stand. Okay? Now, what's important, again, that you understand, friends, let me point this out. This is what I published in the local paper 2 weeks ago. Okay? We have a new generation of the up-and-comings, you know, the mentality that they've taken on, you know, the entitlement generation, as they like to call them. I'm not blaming the younger generation, because the older generation is the one that raised them up, and wisdom is justified by our children, Luke 7:35. So I want to make clear who is the responsible party here. It's not the younger generation, it's those that raised them up. But this is how they're acting, okay? This new generation of the up-and-comings that believe that that's all they have to do is play the victim to whom whoever they hate, listen to me carefully, that's all they have to do is play the victim to whomsoever they so hate, and then in return, they expect that they will receive some sort of reparations, right? We're hearing a lot about this today, for those who have nothing to do with their present state that they themselves have put themselves into. Galatians 6:7. Now, one such subversive group is Black Lives Matters, an organization that only has the support of the mainstream media in what the mainstream media gives to it, because outside of the mainstream media support, they're just another group that's being used as a political battering ram to upend the U.S. Constitution. Okay? Well, some might say that that's far-fetched. Well, listen to the words coming from their own mouths. Case in point, they have now claimed that they are trained Marxists. Okay? Marxism is a method of socioeconomic analysis that uses a materialistic interpretation of historical development, better known as historical materialism, to understand class relations and social conflict, as well as a dialectical perspective to view social transformation. I'm not kidding you, friends. That's the definition. And it's a modern word, by the way. It's a modern word. Okay, socialists, totalitarianists, despots, Marxists, communists. The list goes on, friends. They all, you can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the devil's tree. You get the point? Here's another one for you. Okay, so let me go over to Patrice Cullors, one of the founders of the Black Lives Matters movement, and this is what she said in her own words. This is what she said. One of the founders of Black Lives Matters. This is what she said. The first thing that I think is that we actually have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia, in particular, are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. That means they're subversive to American government. Just in case you didn't understand that. And I'm not speaking down to you. I'm talking to those that didn't know. Okay? So in other words, they're anti-capitalism. They're anti-American. Because they're anti-God, first and foremost. Okay? And if you have a biblical view of government, you'll understand what I'm talking about. If you have an evolutionary view of government, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Alicia Garza said, we need to build a different kind of movement. This is the heads of Black Lives Matters, okay? She goes on, it's not just by opposing what is wrong, what is fascist, what is xenophobic, all these words they make up, friends, okay? What is racist, browbeating dissenters, really is what it comes down to, friends. What is capitalist, imperialist, about our president-elect? It's not about just opposing those things, and it's not just about opposing him, but it is also very much about organizing and building power. Wow, where did they get the stepping stone from other than Barack Hussein Obama? Oh, and by the way, this is not an issue of the presidents. They're all, friends, they're all poster boys for the global initiative. Every single one of them. Okay? Since Reagan, every single president has been pushing a global initiative. Again, just for the record, I want to make clear on this, okay? She goes on, one of the founders of Black Lives Matters, and she says hate speech, which is what we are seeing come out from white nationalist groups, is not protected under the First Amendment rights. Isn't this interesting? They're always putting themselves in the position of the victim. See, because you need to understand that Black Lives Matters is another political organization, again, used to attack your God-given rights. Okay, Black Lives Matters is also an anti-freedom of speech and does not want your dissent. Okay. And what they're trying to do, they're using the media. The media is actually using people of color to push forth. In other words, dig a hole that they themselves and everybody else that opposes them falls into. Okay? Notice how the people that are orchestrating these narratives are sitting down using these six corporations that run the CIA-controlled medias through their useful idiots to continuously create domestic insurrection. They're not the ones fighting. The ignorant people in this country are the ones that are fighting. Okay? So when I'm talking about Black Lives Matters, folks, you need to pay attention to the fact that they're paid protesters. They're paid opposition, at least for a moment. Okay? Patrice Cullors said hate speech, which is what we are seeing come out from white nationalists. Folks, notice how they're always attacking white people. And again, it's not an issue of color, and I'm not going to get caught up into that debate. But they keep talking about how they are the victims, but yet over and over and over, and it doesn't line up, by the way, in modern history. But the fact of the matter is they keep attacking, and they keep talking about black power, and they keep attacking white people, and they keep talking about black power. Wait a second. Remember what Martin Luther King Jr. said. White power is as dangerous as black power. Black, it's because it's not an issue of color. Folks, if you're watching me right now, you can look at Lady Justice. She has a blindfold on. It's not an issue of color. It's an issue of law, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25:1. Okay? Now, if you dare to reject this Marxist ideology, Black Lives Matters will use violence to forcibly impose their ideology on you and our nation. And we've seen this through the media. Look what happens when they don't get their way. Well, they loot buildings. They kill innocent people that are trying to maintain lawful peace because equity is found under the law, not above the law. Read the U.S. Constitution. And isn't it interesting, friends? They go out there and they loot and they burn down buildings and they destroy and they threaten lives and they pull guns on people in the middle of the street, and you're supposed to just sit back and take it all. No, you're not. Not this guy. Because again, this is an issue of lawful people dealing with lawless people, and it matters not what color they are. Oh, as a matter of fact, Hawk Newsom The president of the Greater New York chapter of Black Lives Matter said, if this country does not give us what we want, then we will burn down the system and replace it aright. I'm going to finish this, and then I'm going to read off the response in the local papers as to this article. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just paying attention to some of your comments. I want to know exactly, spelled out in detail, what BLM and the anti-fascists really want. I mean, when they get, they think looting is a right, but for the love of Pete, spell it out. Cowards, right? But at least then we have their full intent. I'm trying to make out what you're saying here, brother, and we can draw the lines. The bottom line is you need to understand that George Soros has organizations in the United States of America. There's over 202 subversive organizations. And for all of you Trumpites, I would ask you the question, where is that rule of law? Where is that DOJ that was promised to the American people a long time ago? Because since his incumbency, not one political criminal has been, in fact, prosecuted. Not a one, okay? So don't look to me. And by the way, this is an exhibition of what government isn't doing. When you see crime being magnified over the law that they're to enforce, it shows you whose side of the fence they're on. Okay? And this is exactly what, in fact, is happening today. It's a political battering ram used to upend our Constitution. Remember when it was the Muslims? Do you remember when it was the ACLU and the Communists and SPLC? Do you remember when it was the homosexuals? It's always some group that's being used to upend our Constitution. It was John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, that said, our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And when he said the word religion, keep in mind, that is under the umbrella of the Christian faith. This is a Christian nation, like it or not, okay? Under the umbrella of the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, the Catholics, so on and so forth, the Presbyterians. So we need to understand, when we forsake Christ, this is the fruit that we're going to eat. And the Lord said, listen, those that forget me, I'm going to turn that nation into hell. Psalm 9:16 and verse 17, just for the record. I'm going to come right back to this. I'm going to take Brian from Nebraska. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Good. I believe that the major reason the church is silent is because the church doesn't have a repentive heart. It's hard for me to say this, but I believe it to be so. They look for our leaders and that and elected officials, and they basically, they're lowercase g God to them.
Mm-hmm.
And John MacArthur, he really dropped the ball. Major disappointment. To me, that's nothing short of emperor worship. I don't know what to say.
Well, Brian, here's the deal. Here's the deal, Brian. The greatest advocates to the homosexual agenda, the greatest advocates to abortion, the greatest advocates to drawing in people from the Middle East to come into America, the greatest advocates to corruption in government is the professed church that remains silent. If they're not preaching out against sin, it means they're guilty of sin. And here's the problem that we're having. When you go back to the foundations of this country, you'll understand that our forefathers, 56 signers, okay, 25 of them had seminary degrees. With that said, the flags that were flying in those 13 colonies, along with the 56 signers, and the Black Robe Regiment, the bad boy preachers of the day, don't forget about them, unsung heroes. It's interesting to note that the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus. Okay, not no king but Donald Trump, not no king but Barack Obama, not no king but George W. Bush or Bill Clinton. Nope, they have successfully pulled the attention of the American people away from their God, and it's the people's choices and allowing them to do so and being allured in doing so that they have now given themselves over to a political leader rather than to the Christ that established the law by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So we're asking for the trouble that we're getting today, and our sin is definitely finding us out, my friend. Numbers 32:23. And the bottom line is we have no leaders in this country. We have a representative government, number one. And number two, the leader that we do have is just like what our forefathers established when they said, flying the flag, no king but King Jesus. Once we get our eyes off the finisher, the author and the finisher of our faith, is when trouble comes. Read Hebrews 12:2 when you get a moment. And I totally appreciate your phone call for the sake of time. I got you for hour one. I got hour two. I want to do my best to sew this up concerning the response to the article that I just read to you just a couple of moments ago. By the way, if you do want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Now, to my article that I just read, Black Lives Matters, I just finished it during the last segment in part, that the president of the Greater New York chapter of Black Lives Matters, Hawk Newsom, said, this is what he said, this is the head. Okay, he has controllers. Don't get me wrong. I'm not playing stupid with you. He's definitely taking directives and orders from those that are controlling him, probably on the upper echelon of the CIA, like they do in other countries to try to take down countries. Okay, nothing new here. But Hawk Newsom, the head of the New York chapter of Black Lives Matter, said, if this country, speaking of America, he said, if this country does not give us what we want, then we'll burn down the system and replace it right. You paying attention? This is Black Lives Matters. If you don't give us what we want, then we'll burn down the system and replace it all right. Why is the mainstream media giving so much time to Black Lives Matters and playing the victim? because they're trying to use them as a political battering ram to upend their opposition. If you know anything about Mao Zedong, friends, what they did is they set up a two-system government. Okay, it was the China Republic. Mao Zedong got involved. He wanted to teach the young people that it was a democracy, just like your presidents have since Ronald Reagan. Every one of them has consistently called us a democracy. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by the opinions of the men or women in this country. Okay? Just for the record, Mao Zedong raised up those kids believing that they were a democracy in order to be used to overthrow the former version of their governments. That's how Mao Zedong got to power. It's exactly what's been in play in this country, and they're using any group that they can possibly use to continuously wield more power over the people. But the only way that that's going to happen is if you're ignorant to the tactics that are being used. Nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9. And the fact of the matter is there's nothing new today. They're doing the same exact thing, and it's been going on far too long in this country. And folks, I'm not going to turn my back to this. I'm going to confront this. I'm going to deal with this, okay? When you have an individual saying, if this country does not give us what we want, then we'll burn down the system. The question I have for you is, where's the DOJ to prosecute this guy and throw him in jail? You need to understand, nobody's attacking the American people more than corruption in government, hand in glove with the CIA-controlled media. Who else is doing it, friends? It's not a foreign government doing this to us, though it is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. We have a bunch of Judases within trying to take us down from within. And it's a dangerous game. And it is, by the way, scripturally, the judgments of a Most High God. Now, folks, after the information that I just shared with you, did you also know that Black Lives Matter also supports abortion and sodomy in the anti-family agenda? And did you also know that the heads, the women that are ahead of the Black Lives Matter are also partakers of witchcraft and lesbianism? I wanted to share with you as to what's taking place in your country, so you know. And this has all been in play in this country since 1928. I'm going to go ahead and share the article with you. You can watch the videos. You can watch them say it out of their own mouths as to what it is that they're attempting to perpetuate concerning their crimes and transgressing American law, attempting to tear it down, and being used in spite of them as they tear down the laws. They're hoping to rebuild a country that looks just like them in their devilish image. Well, that's just not going to happen by the grace of God. It's just not going to happen here. And in conclusion, people might want to consider pulling the curtain back on these organizations and considering the source. One of the heads of Black Lives Matter is controlled opposition, playing the victims while they continuously perpetuate the crime. Read Revelations 12:10. Matter of fact, we got this Raz Chaz guy that he thinks he's some gangbanger. He's being used by the CIA to funnel drugs and money and guns into America. The video is out there for you to see, friends. Again, the question is, why hasn't your government indicted him, charged him? How come he's a free man? Folks, that's licentiousness. That's not freedom. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. Charles D. Montesquieu said that. But why is he free to commit crimes against other people? Because the more they incite indignation from the other side, they're hoping that they continuously create this war on both sides so that they again can control and wield more control over the people in this country. That's what they're looking for. That's why all these agencies have been created. Folks, they're not aimed at foreigners. They're aimed at the American people. This needs to be stopped. Furthermore, if the American people understood the Constitution and they read Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, they would understand that good government would be calling them up to repeal invasion and to put down what? Domestic insurrection. Is that what's happening? Absolutely not. If you dare hit back, the media will get involved and they'll do their best to polarize you and demonize you. I'm going to, on the other side of this break, read this response from Black Lives Matters in my county, friends. The warfare is here. Too. We're not just hiding behind this microphone or playing the paper tiger, just writing letters, friends. Nope, we are in the fight all the way in. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.